This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Counting of votes for the assembly elections in Bihar will begin at 8 this morning. The votes will be counted at 46 counting centres across 38 districts of Bihar. Polling for the assembly elections for 243 constituencies was held in two phases on 6th and 11th November. In this election, Bihar has recorded the highest ever polling percentage of 67.13 since 1951. The electronic voting machines, EVMs, in which the electoral fortunes of all 2,616 candidates have been sealed, have been kept under tight security in strong rooms. Talking to Akashvani News, Chief Electoral Officer of Bihar, Vinod Singh Gunjal, said elaborate security arrangements are in place at all the counting centres.
The votes will be counted at 46 counting centres across the 38 districts of Bihar, where the polling for 243 assembly constituencies were held. EVMs and VVPATs have been sealed inside under a three-layer security system. The counting will begin at 8 a.m. tomorrow.
Our correspondent reports that over 4,300 counting tables, staffed with one counting supervisor, one counting assistant, and a micro observer at each table, have been set up. More than 18,000 counting agents appointed by the candidates will also oversee the counting process. We have a report.
The counting of votes will be conducted in presence of 243 counting observers and the candidates or their agents. As per Election Commission's directions, counting of postal ballot will begin first, while counting of EVMs will start at 8:30 a.m. Counting of postal ballots is to be completed before the penultimate round of EVM counting. Postal ballots are counted by the returning officer or assistant returning officer in presence of candidates or their counting agents. The number of votes recorded in EVMs is cross-verified with entries in Form 17C. In case of any mismatch, VVPAT slips from that polling station are to be counted mandatorily. After completion of EVM counting, a random selection of 5 polling stations per constituency is made for VVPAT verification. The slips are matched with EVM results in the presence of candidates and their counting agents. With Dharmendra Rai, Anand Kumar, Akashvani News, Patna.
Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan will inaugurate the 30th Confederation of Indian Industry CII Partnership Summit 2025 in Visakhapatnam today. The summit will focus on fostering global business partnerships and driving India's economic growth. The two-day summit is being organized by the CII in partnership with the Department for Promotion of Industry and Internal Trade and the Government of Andhra Pradesh. A report.
Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan is scheduled to launch the summit, and Union Commerce Minister Piyush Goyal is expected to participate in the Andhra Pradesh Pavilion inauguration and deliver keynote address. The theme of the summit is Partners in Progress, India's Roadmap to Viksit Bharat 2047. The summit aims to attract investments in green energy, IT, electronics, automobiles, space, defense, and tourism. The state government is positioning Visakhapatnam as a global trade gateway on India's eastern coast. Over 100 foreign delegates are expected to attend the summit. The summit will include roundtables, thematic discussions, project launches, and foundation stone laying ceremonies. Agreements are expected to include direct flights between Singapore and Vijayawada, boosting growth and jobs in Andhra Pradesh. Allu Murli, Akashvani News, Visakhapatnam.
The Vice President will also inaugurate the Rotary Tejas Wings of Change event at Yashobhumi in New Delhi. Rotary is a global network of over 1.4 million professionals and community leaders dedicated to addressing the world's most persistent humanitarian challenges. The 44th India International Trade Fair IITF will begin at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. 12 countries, including the United Arab Emirates, China, Iran, South Korea, and Egypt, are participating in this 14-day international trade fair. Meanwhile, the Department of Defense Production, DDP, will showcase India's indigenous defense capabilities at the India International Trade Fair from today. Moving on to sports, in men's cricket, India will face South Africa in the first test at the iconic Eden Gardens in Kolkata from today. The match will begin at 9:30 a.m. IST. The second match of the two-match test series will be played at the Barsapara Cricket Stadium in Guwahati from November 22nd. And that is the end of this news bulletin.